The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Victor Dandridge, the hardest working man in comics, and you are listening to PVD Cast with John Orlando. Guys, I'm telling y'all it's the best thing on the entire interweb. Listen long, listen strong. John, it's all you, man.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special edition of the PVD Cast. I am your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 214. Why is this a special episode? Well, because I recorded it and I posted it or published it on the 7th anniversary of the PVD Cast. That's right, December 12th, 2012, I sat down in my office and I said, I am going to throw my hat into the proverbial ring and be a podcaster. And there's been some highs and there's been some lows. But I guess that's to be expected whenever you're doing some creative endeavor, that there's going to be times when things are awesome and times when things are not so damn awesome as well. But I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I would like to mention that I'm calling this episode Summation 2019, because this is going to be the last episode for the calendar year. I'm going to take a couple weeks off to spend the holidays with friends and family, do a little bit of traveling. So, as I typically do, I mean, long-term listeners of the PVD Cast know, every middle of December, I take a few weeks off, and I always wrap up with summation, as that's what I like to call the episode. And I'm going to just recap how things went this year for me and for the PVD Cast. I'm going to take a few weeks off. I'll be back with a new episode January 2nd, so circle your calendars right now. But let's go ahead and jump into recapping this year. And, man, I don't know where to start. Maybe I'll just start with some basic stats real quick. Last year, one of the big changes I made was I joined Libsyn, and so I get a lot more statistics as to how things are going. Over 1,300 listens on Libsyn. That's just Libsyn alone. It's not factoring in SoundCloud or some of the other, I guess you could say, smaller podcast platforms that are out there, like Pod Paradise, the Echo Network. But that's still a pretty good number. I'm pretty happy with that number. I know that a few months ago, I discovered that there were a lot of listens in France. And we joked, and I say we because it happened to be an episode that featured the pro wrestling pundits. So we joked, Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze and I, we had a good chuckle at the fact that we are, quote, big in France, end quote. But after doing some research, I found out that a lot of times in Libsyn software, if, for an example, you live maybe in a large city on the East Coast, like Washington, D.C. or Boston or New York City, sometimes when you listen to a podcast, sometimes that internet signal pings overseas, and so it shows up as somebody listened in France, when in reality it was just the ping from the satellite or the ping from the equipment there for the internet provider, and so it shows up as that. Now that's what I heard, and that's what I kind of researched and read just a little bit about. I didn't dig real deep because, well, goddammit, I like to think that I am very, very, very popular in France, you know, like Ben Franklin. But nonetheless, according to Libsyn, PVDcast Presents Behind the Puck episode 2 was the most listened to episode this year, followed really closely by Erwin Arosa, who was episode number 186. He, of course, is the artist for a couple of Brian Lau projects, of course, Staunch Ambition and Inferno City Firehouse, which you know, are both fantastic projects. And Erwin's got a ton of other stuff that he's working on as well. And then if I was looking for the third most listened to, it would be when I sat down with cartoonist and cosplay aficionado Ben Wright Human, who had quite a few listens as well. And I mean, let's just be honest, there's been some great, great episodes this year. I'm very happy that there were over 6,600 visitors to pvdcast.com. Overall, I think it's been a really solid year for the PVDcast, and I'm really happy with all those numbers. And obviously, I'd like to have 3,000 overall listens from Libsyn. I'd love to have, you know, 12,000 visitors to pvdcast.com. Basically, I'm saying I'm not content with these numbers. I want them to go up. I want to get better. I want to have more listeners. And we'll talk about my goals here in a little bit, as well as answer some questions from some folks, too. But I'd like to highlight a couple of things, and I already talked about one of these items. I was really blessed and happy to be part of some new projects. Of course, I mentioned Behind the Puck, which was the brainchild of Brian Phillips, and of course, Steph Grieger from the Third Period is involved, as well as former Columbus Blue Jackets RJ Umberger and Sean Pronger. And we recorded several episodes, episodes 0, 1, and 2, and some people have asked me, why hasn't there been a new one? Well, it's on hiatus. The project is still alive and well. But I don't believe at this time I can really go into the actual story as to why we're on a hiatus. We'll just say that there's some obstacles that have to kind of get cleared out of our way. And then we can go back to producing that great podcast. And that's all I can say right now. That's all I'm legally allowed to say about it. But it is coming back, folks. Behind the Puck will be hitting the airwaves here soon. We just got to get a few ducks in a row, so to speak. Oh, one other great project that I feel lucky and blessed to be a part of is Hollywood Rewrite. And Steph Grieger and Amanda Tharp pitched this project to me in the summer, and we had a blast doing it. I have been honored to be able to have some great people come on. That I helped kind of book for the show, if you will, like Victor Dandridge Jr. and the newest one that we just recorded. I'm gonna drop it on. I'm just gonna let you know. It's gonna be Jack Wallace. Yeah, Jack Wallace is gonna appear on an episode. Max Groh, of course. We also had George Wolfe, and of course Hope Madden as well on an episode. That one's coming out here real soon. And actually, there's a change that's going to be coming with some of those newer episodes for a Hollywood Rewrite. Steph has decided to kind of change things into a video cast for that particular project, which is really cool as well. I really dig that. And Hollywood Rewrite's a blast. We're going to have some new episodes drop in here in a few weeks. So just have your eyes and ears out for those new episodes of Hollywood Rewrite coming out. And one other project I'd like to talk about is, of course, the Wrestle Horror Podcast, hosted by Meat Hook Jim and New Ohio Wrestling's own Donnie Hoover. I've been really happy to be part of that podcast as well, more so on the wrestling side than the horror side. I'm just not a horror fan or horror buff. And again, you can watch those via YouTube, as I oftentimes tweet those out. There are two great episodes coming. One that, I'll just be honest, I got a little bit sentimental on, and that's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna just leave it as that. I after the recording of it, I kind of had this really sentimental, melancholy, warm and fuzzy feeling because of who the guest was. And we'll just say there was a trip down memory lane that was fantastic. And I really enjoyed that episode. And again, just keep your eyes and ears peeled to my social media. I'll let you know when those new projects are coming out for Behind the Puck, Hollywood Rewrite, and of course, Wrestle Horror. And actually, there's another one that's in the works as well, but I can't say anything right now because it's going to be probably 3 or 4 months away. We'll just say that I'm giving you a reason to keep tabs on my social media. All right, we'll talk about all those outlets here in a little bit. And I also got to mention here real quick that I have a new sponsor for the PVD cast, and that, of course, is World's Greatest Comics. And you know what? I'm just going to be 100% honest. I'm going to be totally transparent. I wanted to get more sponsors for the podcast. And last December, I believe, or maybe it was this January, while talking to Victor Dandridge, he suggested, John, you need to go and find a local sponsor, because that's what you're all about, man. You're all about being independent. You're all about mom and pop, you know, running their stores or whatnot. And he's right. And so I went down the street to World's Greatest Comics. It's not that far from Casa de la Orlando. And I walked in, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure my first pitch was really good. I mean, it was a little rough. But thank goodness Jeff, who runs and owns World's Greatest Comics, took a gamble on me. He decided to advertise, and he's advertised every single time that I go in there and asked him, do you want to do it again for another few episodes? And he says yes, and I appreciate that so much. And I know that he's gotten a little bit of feedback because I've heard through the grapevine that some folks have stopped by there. And you know what? I say it all the time, but I really mean it. You know, if you listen to me and you listen to this podcast and you happen to have the opportunity to plunk down a couple of bucks, go over to World's Greatest Comics, all right? Or find them online, you know, wgcomics.com or their Facebook page, and give your money to Jeff, because, you know, he gives money to me for advertising, and that's how this thing kind of works. And so I'm very happy. I'm very, very honored that Jeff would put his faith in me and be a sponsor of the PVD cast. And I hope he continues to do it, man. I hope he continues to do it. And I hope to get more sponsors as well. You know, the goal of this podcast is not to make money. It's not to, you know, be a Mark Maron or be a Colt Cabana or be somebody, you know, in that upper echelon of podcasting, that's their job. That's not the goal of the PVD cast. But I'm not going to lie. It's good to have a couple of bucks that I can reinvest into, you know, whether it's new equipment or payment of Libsyn fees or something along those lines. And you know what? A lot of people have said, John, why don't you create a Patreon? And I really have thought about it. But to be honest, I'm not sure there's enough hours in the day for me to do that, to run the PVD cast, to be involved in all these other projects, and to also run a Patreon. I think would be burning the midnight oil in capital letters. So maybe eventually somewhere down the road, maybe I can. I don't know. But for the time being, a Patreon sounds great and I have a lot of great ideas. But I think that, you know, ultimately for it to work, you got to be able to give the patrons something different. And I just don't think I have the ability to do that at this particular time. Since we just talked about getting more sponsors, which is a goal of mine, I'd like to talk about a few other goals for 2020. Obviously, I want to expand the audience. You know, I want more people listening. I mean, that's a no-brainer. I would also like to maybe get some more equipment for easier on-location recording. I realized this year, with going to Wizard World, going to the Monroe Pop Fest, my current setup is a little bit of a pain in the ass. So I'm really going to start thinking about maybe finding something that would be a little bit less cumbersome to take with me when I go on the road. You know, so that's a goal. And honestly, folks, just to keep making great podcasts. So those are my goals for 2020. And I'm really excited for the next year. I really, really can't wait to see what's in store for myself and the PVD cast. So over the last week, since I knew that this was going to be the 7th anniversary of me launching this podcast, and it was also going to be the wrap-up episode for 2019, I threw it out on social media for any PVD cast posse member to ask me questions about being a podcaster, about this podcast or whatnot. And I did get a few, and I'm gonna answer them. I'll read these as well, but right now probably be a great time to let you know where you can get in touch with me. You can always shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @pvdmvp, and you can always find the PVD cast over on Facebook. It's facebook.com/pvdcast. And for 2020, I think one of the things I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get more into the Instagram game. Truth be told, there was an Instagram many years ago, a couple of years ago, for the PVD cast. I'm just not a very good Instagrammer. And so that plus, to be honest with you, there was a small, how do we want to say, hacking issue. And so I just kind of shut it down. But I'm thinking about maybe opening it back up. I mean, right now I have one, but it is kind of more of a private type of setup, meaning you have to, you know, get an okay to view what my posts are. And there's only one up there anyways. So for the time being, get a hold of me, John Orlando, pvdcast.com, at pvdmvp, or facebook.com/pvdcast. Started to ramble a little bit there. So let's get into talking about this podcast and me. Let's go to the questions that the listeners have sent in. So, question number one comes from a new PVDcast posse member and a fellow podcasters as well, the Three Man Booth Podcast. By the way, you could check them out on Twitter at 3MB Podcast. That's the number 3, the letter M as in Marine, the letter B as in Biology Podcast. Those guys cover a lot of independent professional wrestling throughout the Midwest, and they're nice guys too. Just met them, about 2 or 3 months ago. Great dudes. They asked me two questions. If you could go back 7 years ago when you were starting out, what would you do differently? And what advice would you give a younger you? Well, I think what I would do differently is I would have immediately signed up for Libsyn. I think that doing the way that I did statistics for the first few years of this podcast was a massive pain in the ass. And I don't think it actually gave me a very good representation of who was listening where and whatnot. I honestly didn't really know about Libsyn. And when I found out about it, I was like, well, that's something else that monetarily I don't feel at this point I was ready to do. So that would certainly be it. 7 years ago, I would have immediately just went ahead and signed up with Libsyn. The advice that I would give a younger you when it comes to podcasting, I would say don't be hard on yourself. Because I'm just that way naturally, no matter what I'm doing. I mean, there's been many times where I, you know, haven't been happy with an episode. And other people were like, it was fine, man. But for me, I'm very overly critical. And so I think that would be the advice that I would give myself is to just, you know, hey, man, don't be so critical of yourself. So thank you, Three Man Booth Podcast, for sending over that question. And I'll plug them one more time at 3MB Podcast. That's the number 3. MB Podcast. Follow them over on Twitter. I'm going to go to another individual that is a longtime listener of the PVD cast, friend of the show, Tron Javolta. And you can follow him over at Tron Javolta. He also asked two questions. Question number one, why did you decide to start podcasting? And question number two, what has been your most humbling moment thus far recording your podcast? I decided to start podcasting because, well, number one, I was a fan of podcasts. I was listening a lot to Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling and many other wrestling podcasts. And I thought, you know what? I could do this. And at the time, I didn't have that creative outlet. And I think I've shared many times before, I was truly blessed and lucky to help book Ohio Championship Wrestling when Jeff Cannon had it. And for me, that was a creative outlet to pair up, like, you know, wrestler A with wrestler B. This is going to be the storyline, why they're going to fight. Like, that brought a lot of creative joy to me. And, you know, just as things happened, Jeff decided to take back over the book, which was fine. I never was mad about that or upset about that. As a matter of fact, it's probably a good thing because after doing it for about, I want to say like 2 years, 2.5 years, myself and my partner, Adam Michaels, we were pretty much out of ideas. So, when that happened, I was like, I want to start doing something because I feel like I could have so many great folks come on and talk about, different things because I had friends in the independent comic book scene and I had lots of friends in the independent wrestling scene. So it was very easy for me to start a podcast. And, so there you go. I just needed the creative outlet after, you know, having a couple of years of being very creative with OCW. I just needed something new. Now to answer the second question asked by Tron Javolta, my most humbling moment this far has been, hands down, I can tell you, a year ago when the Wrestle Legends convention was in town and getting an opportunity to go over there and cover it and speak to some of the legends, but just hands down to have my childhood hero Road Warrior Animal talk to me. And look, I know it was only like 3 or 4 minutes that he spent with me, but just to sit there and talk to him and to literally be a few, you know, like a half a foot away from him sitting at that table, to me was just like, my God, like 8-year-old John was just freaking out inside. So that was my most humbling moment. And it's a moment that I will cherish with me forever. I mean, just, you know, how many people get a chance to talk to their childhood heroes? So let's take a question from Terry Irvin II. Of course, he has been on the PVDcast several times. Great writer. Of course, Relic Shield and many of his other books. And, you know, definitely go back into the PVDcast archives and look up Terry's most recent episode, which was not too long ago. Terry says, looking forward to 7 more years and 7 more after that. I'd like to hear a comment on if you are today where you anticipated being 7 years ago. And what do you think the podcast might look or sound like in 7 years? Wow, those are two great questions, Terry. Terry, I'm going to be very honest. I had no anticipation whatsoever when I started this podcast that it would be around in 7 years. That's just being 100% honest. I literally was like week to week, episode to episode, just trying to figure it out for myself because I really had no idea how to podcast. I was watching a lot of YouTube videos, reading a lot of articles. You know, I really had no idea what I was doing, to be honest. And maybe some people might say I still don't have any idea what I'm doing. But yeah, I really had no anticipation. It wasn't until like I got to probably, I would say 2016 and 2017. I wouldn't even say more like 2017. I wouldn't even think 2016 I had any aspirations or thought about, man, this has really got legs. I would say 2017 probably was when I said, okay, you know what? I love doing this. I think I'm pretty darn good at it. Let's push and let's try to make it bigger, better, and badder, so to speak. As to where the podcast might look or sound like in 7 years, you know, I'm going to say that I think that I like the way that it is right now in terms of the structure. I get a lot of compliments on the structure. I get a lot of comparisons to it's kind of like an episode of The Tonight Show, where you kind of have that introduction, then you have the conversation with your guest, and then you have that the wrap-up. I've gotten a lot of compliments on that, so I think that's sticking around. You know what? I'll be honest, Terry, to answer that question, I wouldn't mind doing more video casts, to be honest. Like, have the PVD cast as its own video cast, and that's something that I actually thought about for Patreon. So that would probably be the only, like, change and the only, you know, I guess you could say new thing, for lack of a better term, for the PVD cast, maybe going on down the road. So let's go to our, other question here. I think this is the last question. As a matter of fact, I'm looking real quick as I have them jotted down here. Yep. This is the last one. It comes from, Mr. Stephen Hines, another, friend of the show. And, he has been on many, many times, and he has some great books such as Cracker Stacker, Zombie Fabulous, and of course, Soccer Mom Killer. First of all, he writes, happy 7th anniversary. What would you say is the most rewarding aspect of being the mastermind behind the PVD cast? the mastermind. I like that. Thank you, Stephen. I would say the most rewarding aspect of it is the camaraderie. I've said it many times on this podcast, and I mean it. We here in Central Ohio have a great, an absolutely fantastic podcast community. You know, Canned Air Podcast, Nerdfit Strangers, The Wrestling Time Machine, The Three Geeks Podcast. I mean, Pokemon Mind and Body Podcast, the co-host wrestling show. Heck, even, as I mentioned them before, the Three Man Booth Podcast, I believe, is at least somewhat based in Central Ohio, but nonetheless, we have a great community that is willing to help one another. And I think that's the most rewarding aspect, Stephen, to being involved in podcasting here in Columbus, Ohio, is that, you know, if I have a problem, I can reach out and, you know, other folks will say, yes, I know what you're talking about. Do this or don't do this. Or, you know, I get great advice from fellow podcasters. And I think that's the best aspect and the most rewarding one. You know, it's always also really cool to have people tell you how much they enjoy your podcast. And, you know, hey, man, you know, I listened to it. It was really entertaining. I liked it. So that's always great as well. Yeah, there you go. So that's all the questions I have. And I think maybe it's about time for me to start wrapping things up. But you know what? I mentioned them earlier on, and I wouldn't be doing my duty if I didn't let you know that this episode is brought to you by World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And as you know, because you've heard me say it many times this year, they have comics from every single era. They have comic book supplies. They have graphic novels. They have toys. They have various collectibles. They have a ton of stuff at the new location, 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. So stop on over to the store, say hi to Jeff, or you can check them out online at wgcomics.com or find them on Facebook, facebook.com/wgcomics. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I humbly mean this for every single person that listened to an episode of the PVD cast. I thank you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It's so awesome to be able to do this. And your support means all the world to me. So if you want to, I've already told you how you can get in touch with me. But I probably need to let you know about the platforms carrying this podcast so that you can help spread the word. So you can tell a friend, or you can tell a coworker, you can tell your Uncle Harold. Hell, you could tell your enemies for all I care. Anyways, number one place, easiest place is pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, Deezer, the iHeartRadio app, the radio.com app, Echo Network, Pod Paradise, SoundCloud, just basically wherever you find podcasts, I'm sure you're going to find the PVDcast. And if you do listen, please rate, please review, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. But we need to get those reviews in. I'd love to get some more 5-star ones, so please do so if you get the chance. It only takes a couple of minutes. And with that, since I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks, back on January 2nd with a new episode, I want to wish everybody out there a very happy and safe holiday season. I hope you enjoy your time with your friends, with your family, and just enjoy life, all right? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I will chat at each and every one of you later. And as always, stay righteous, stay independent.